Toronto, Mexico City, Brussels, Berlin, Tehran, Kampala, and Nairobi. Heed the call between June 3rd and 21st at swaneyperrypablo.org.
and we love you. Happy Father's Day. Dancing for my daddy. When I think of my papa, all I see is the hustle. My papa used to love me. Protects me like a ninja, oh, eh. Black lightning father, superpower daddy. Strong like a lion, do your homework like it's sacred, eh. Your love is unconditional, your discipline be like a fire. Wouldn't be here without you, my woman. You give me your love and I love you so, eh. 24/7, you didn't work round the clock. Still you get time to watch on my mood. You're my hero. Black lightning father, superpower daddy. Strong like a lion, do your homework like it's sacred. Oh, your love is unconditional, your discipline be like a fire, oh, eh. Wouldn't be here without you, my world.
Adruwanim and now worry me ma me na wo me and now what to say me side to see ade anya ade ye didi agron fimi shaye se se die ma komenim akomenim me your brain power e wa brabro yi mo papa in nasie no me de ma wo aseda no me de ma wo ntu abron ye papa papa wa kran te e se wo are me so papa jamenim ati menim dada me do wo wa chira me say me mo bra min si ade na min komenim.
Your discipline be like a fire, oh wait, wouldn't be here without you. My world, my life, you are. Say I love my daddy, come on Mujojo, love your daddy, hey. Say I love my daddy, come on Mujojo, love your daddy, hey. Say I love my daddy, come on Mujojo, love your daddy, hey. Say I love my daddy, come on Mujojo, love your daddy, hey.
Well, love your daddy. That's right. When you hear that, you hear and know.
Welcome to Bum Bum Time, the show that brings you the oldie, old calypso, old soca, like an old calypso, old R&B, soul, disco, funk, like a old reggae.
I am.
Sister.
Who am I?
Sister B.
You sure of that? You don't look like it.
Yeah.
Don't worry, me not sure neither.
Yeah, sure.
You are?
DJ Strong.
And he is?
Angel.
He's not daddy? He's daddy or angel today?
Daddy.
Oh, he's daddy. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, are you sure?
Flap, flap, flap. I'm sure about that one. Flap, flap, flap. Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Angel, angel, angel in the house. And as we will start off the show with Panini Rokonko Tung Tung by All Stars. I know I didn't hear that for a long while. Yeah? I know that. That is something way, way back in the 80s, probably when by 88 or somewhere. Yeah, that way back. Panini Rokonko Tung Tung.
What is a Rokonko Tung Tung?
But you have to ask Duke that, you know, because that have many meanings.
Uh-oh.
Many meanings.
Uh-oh.
Okay. But I must say, well, Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
Happy thank you, Storm. Happy Father's Day to fathers and mothers and fathers-in-law and stepfather and, you know, the whole works. Single mothers who been daddy, well, you know.
No, you have a father.
Yeah, love you, Storm. Thank you for your greetings. I know.
I feel like taking a picture of the tour. No,
I know. And it's beautiful outside. It's a beautiful afternoon. I don't know if we have much listeners today because outside is so beautiful. I know if you guys in the backyard, it's a beautiful day to light up that barbecue, and especially for Father's Day. I know you guys just go all out for mothers, right? Or they just really go out. Well, fathers,
you know what I mean?
Fathers, I lie. I know I align with that one. I know I align. Reality.
It's a different tonal quality to Father's Day.
Yes. That's why most of us outside of it a six pack.
Storm, don't you think Father's Day is just as important as Mother's Day?
I think both of them are important.
Yeah?
Both Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Aww.
Both Mother's Day and Father's Day is a special holiday, and it's important that we keep on supporting our mothers and our fathers.
All right, very good. Well said, DJ Storm. Well said. Well, you know, as usually, what we're going to do is, you know, we're going to hit you some Father's Day music and, you know, light up the place, and then DJ Storm going to play her stuff and do her thing, you know. You know how we do it. So,
I believe we're trying to have an interview. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, all right.
Keep listening.
At least trying is good.
Okay, so now we're going to get ready for this. And Precious Daddy is the name of the tune. So stay locked in. Tell a friend, ckut.ca. Or 90.3 FM, this is Boom Boom Time.
Yes, my daddy, oi. This one just for you. To my precious daddy, oh, I love you so. Love you more than troubles go away, 'cause you're my precious daddy, and I love you so. Love you more than anything, I love you more than you know. I must let you know that there's nothing on this earth that can ever compare to what my daddy's worth. Things you do. That is why I am so proud to have a daddy like you. And wherever you may go, wherever you may be, I will always wish the very best for you, daddy. 'Cause you're my precious daddy, and I love you so. Love
And always be proud to say, I'm your child daddy, 'cause you're my precious daddy, and I love you so. Love you more than anything, I love you more than you know. I must let you know that there's nothing on this earth that can ever compare to what my daddy's worth.
Mingling among the stars, oh, help me shine bright like the sun, the moon, and the stars. Help me to shine.
Promotions, they don't know, say large and in charge, nobody can put the bar, yeah. tunes just blaze.
We're hoping this works. Can you hear me?
As a small business owner.
Can you hear me? Talk to me, my girl. Let me hear you.
Yes, I can. Yes, I hear you. Okay.
I think it worked.
It worked.
Yeah. And I think that, what is it here? I think that you have the dubious distinction, and it's dubious indeed. That you...
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. Because you are my first on-air Zoom interview. I don't know if you get a crown for that or anything like that, right? No, but you look good, and I see you have a beautiful background. Where are you?
I'm in the West Island. I'm in the West Island at my mom's place.
Go on, tell mommy hello. Tell her I thought about her often during this, what's going on.
Yes, exactly.
Well, let me introduce you properly to none other than a stalwart. In a very short time, she's become a stalwart. She's also an activist and an agitator and an advocate. But her proper business card says Vice President of the Jamaica Association of Montreal, Sharon Nelson. My darling, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I'm doing well. It's a pleasure and it's an honor to be on the show and to have that dubious distinction. I'm quite happy.
So now let's get right into it. The last time we really spoke, we were together at the Jamaica Association around a beautiful table with some women and a wonderful gentleman. And we talked about stories and narrative. And we were all cocooned
That's right.
in the the Jamaica Association. It was blistery outside, and we had a wonderful workshop. And then we came out, and we all went to our respective abodes and found out that the world had shut down while we were gently and lovingly nestled at the Jamaica Association. And the pandemic really started in earnest. I got into bed and started reading everything, sort of freaked that where the hell was I? I didn't know all this. I mean, I sort of knew not pandemic, but, you know, and the world turned upside down. And I read, didn't understand. And then I got this email, not even 25 minutes later, from the Jamaica Association, that the Jamaica Association was now closed. And the rules, if you will, that you were put in place, and it's what we come to know as, you know, how we were going to function during the pandemic. Now, since then, you've kept us entertained with all sorts of workshop, and it seems as though things got busier over at the Jamaica Association. I'll give the narrative to you. Tell me what has happened in the last 18 months.
But, you know, thank you for bringing me back to that evening, that wonderful evening that we spent together around that table. And yes, it has been a crazy, almost, year and something. And you're right. We have gotten busier because we discovered this world called Zoom. And we have, you know, we've been Zooming about everything and anything and trying to keep everybody going and connected and not feeling isolated. And we kept up with our meetings. And so we had the same number of people coming in person as in normal times as we would have on Zoom, and people who never had a chance to really come to this association were now able to be there on Zoom. So we've been having our meetings, we've been having different workshops, we've been having our women's auxiliary meetings, all kinds of different meetings around Zoom. So yes, our classes, all our classes have been on Zoom. Our staff have been working from home, and they have been Zooming as well. So it actually has gotten that much busier at the association.
And now, would you say, if anything, people are a lot more engaged and tuned into all of that you desire? Like, you had a vision coming in as the new board, but during the pandemic, it almost really crystallized as to how important the social and community engagement was at the forefront of what you were doing. Hello? Did I lose you?
Can you repeat that? But the social was?
The social engagement.
A little bit, but did you say there's
social?
The social engagement has increased. It has increased. Thanks so much for asking that. We've been doing a lot of different activities, and the social engagement has increased because people do want to connect and they want to do different things. So whether it's with seniors or with children, we are still having that social engagement, albeit people definitely want to be in each other's company, you know, person to person. But in terms of the social engagement, we've been doing things with Jamaica National, JN Bank, mm-hmm. Jamaica Tourist Board. We've been doing things about sex. And let's talk about sex. We had a three-part series on that. We had...
How did I miss that?
Yes, I wonder.
The Lord...
We had DJs playing.
The Lord knows his child, you see. So make sure they send me the sex invitation. Is all right, Sharon. The Father is guiding. Uno.
The guiding. Yes. Yes, we've even had DJs playing with our social committee having and Mark having people come in and just play virtually. So really keeping that social engagement and trying to get people still connected and feeling like they're together.
Okay, so now the world, well, on a different sliding scale, is beginning along with spring to open up. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking what that means for you, because I likened myself to a liquor rat. And the rat come out at nighttime and grab what it have to grab and quickly gone back in. So the two things I went to, I came, I saw, I'm not sure if me conquer, but me head right back in. What is that going to mean for the association? Are you going to transition back to what you used to be? Because the togetherness and touch is so important. How are you guys managing that?
Yes, we're doing a gradual reintegration. So we're not rushing back to normal. We're definitely going to keep some of the aspects of Zoom. But right now, as it starts, we're just, you know, next week is the start of is Saint Jean Baptiste. So the folks on the social committee are planning a barbecue at the association, you know, outside and upstairs. The bar will be open. They'll be there by one. And it's really a way to gradually get people to come out again. Because you're right, feeling like, oh, I have to, you know, we've been doing this. I've got to get home with a particular timeline.
I have a joke to tell you. One day my husband and I think Storm too, we were by my mother's house. And we left at 9:25 because we couldn't get any taxi. And if you see Sherbrooke Street, like everybody trying to, you know, get home. Yeah. It's like in the old days, we used to leave Herbert Simon's school at 5 to 9. And we used to race down the hill because we want to catch Dynasty and Falcon Crest at 9 o'clock. And we got home exactly 9:30 and ring the bell and come inside because we had to be in by 9:30. So you're right. How are you going to shift this new normal to a culture? Reintegration, how are you doing it?
Well, you know what? First and foremost, we're following the government guidelines, right? And that's, you know, first and foremost on our minds, safety and precaution and the rules, you know, around that. Because we really want to ensure that everybody's in that safe space. And it's really readjustment for everyone. So with the barbecue, you know, definitely we're going to, there's no curfew now, but, you know, we do know that people will want to be out, you know, and enjoying that, but definitely putting in measures to make sure that people are in a safe space and that everybody's feeling okay. You know, that's where we're going to do. So we're going to be gradual in this process of you know, reshifting, if you will, back into something that we all can feel comfortable with, right?
All right, now, you used to be an events venue.
Yes.
How does that work?
Yes, I'm proud to say that we've hired a bar and banquet manager.
Yes.
And we're going to be announcing her shortly. And we are having max 50 people in the space. So people will be contacting her. So we're going to be have a limited number of people that can come, and there will be, you know, events there, but private events, but definitely smaller. Okay. Again, you know, keeping in mind the steps to coming back to our regular, if you will.
I hear that. And I know that you know, okay, yeah, that's okay. I mean, I try to think if I go anywhere, we had 50 people. I mean, even know 50 people right now, if I tell you the honest truth. Right, so what, do you open up the windows so breeze come in? Because, you know, we were into air and all of that and social distancing. What does that look like?
So, you know, after the day after the barbecue, we're going back to our overproof Fridays.
Okay.
And again, that's going to be a maximum of 50 people. And what that means is we're going to have Roger Moore is going to be there. We're going to be doing contact tracing. We're going to make sure that people have masks. We're going to, you know, sanitizing all those rules that is accepted everywhere and, you know, mandated, we're going to be doing that as well as we ease back into a new normal.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. Now, the number to call is still 514-737-8229. Is that it?
It's 514-737-8229.
Okay. And so let's say I decide I want to have a dinner party for 20 people. I then call the banquet manager and then so forth. And then we, okay. So, you know, congratulations. And I think your leadership was exemplary in that you guys, before anybody else, and when I say anybody, because like 4 days later, everybody started emailing me the various rules and regulations. But there was this little tiny organization that got it something like 1 a.m. Off to me. I think Shelley was the secretary at the time. Hello, Shelley Morgan. I miss you like, you know what. And I just even the language, the precision of the language, because I'm in communication, the clarity. And I think I was comforted by that. But like, I just remember that night because I was just like this going, what does this all mean? Right?
Yes.
Anyway, with the leadership, the George Floyd, the protest, and just everything, all the charges and the, if you will, racism file, I continue to see you out there, both you and Mark and the Jamaica Association, waving that flag high and really being that organization that at its inception, yes, it was for Jamaicans, but it was for the black population. Or that's some people may know, just them I use Afro-Canadian. It was for, you know, it really was for human rights and dignity. And you forged a path. Absolutely. So congratulations to you. I understand there's a new board. May not remember everybody. Please to tell Mark, me still I want a letter where me I go draft up. As I take my pen nib to paper and the pen nib begins to fly, I'm going to write him in him little envelope, in blue envelope. May not forget him. And make sure the next sex talk, I'm there.
Yes.
Then dash me
you
away.
Are, you will.
I think they dash me away, you know. They throw me away.
No, we don't dash you away. You know, we don't dash you away. No.
I feel that we need to have a meeting of the same ladies and Mark to say, okay, how far we've come. Because, my goodness, I thought about you guys. When I started reading things, what people were writing and the needs of seniors and this and the needs of arts and this, I sat there thinking because you guys weren't even the litmus tests. You guys were the living actualities. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to you and everybody. For more information on the Jamaica Association and their full component of an agenda and schedule, please give them a call. Them does answer phone. They answer phone, Storm? They answer phone, Storm? They answer phones over there. 514-737-8229. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. And if you allow me, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all fathers a very happy Father's Day.
Aw. That's right. You guys were one of the first people to have a Father's Day brunch. I eat subtle. Yes, my love. Happy Father's Day to all of the Jamaican Association daddies. All righty. Take care.
Yeah, and asoito. Take care.
Liko botwe talawa. That was Sharon Nelson. the vice president of the Jamaica Association of Montreal. Ooh, Angel, the world continues. The world continues.
The world continues. Mm-hmm. And beautiful, it's song. It sounds we did that. We did that.
Yeah, we did that. We got that done.
We got that done. So, oh gosh, well, you just open up a can of worms there, boy. Because, oh God, boy.
Everything.
Everything will be interviewed. No. You know, as on that note, I must big up West Can for keeping culture alive.
Yes.
Because they draw me out. They actually draw me out to do, help them with some. Boy, it was nice being in a mass camp for so long. I actually enjoy that time. And I had to say thank you. Thank for that. And thank for the kids and the people that supporting that kiddies carnival they're having, that virtual.
Yes, they're doing their virtual on the 27th. Did people them just send me something? Hold on, let me see. Hold on, I know they changed it now.
Changed
June 27th, they will be doing their virtual children's recital. In the meantime, a sneak peek of their performances. So for more information, head to the West Can Folk Performing social media pages on Instagram, YouTube, not YouTube, no. What the other one name? Facebook. Yes. Facebook and Instagram.
All right. So DJ Storm, you know this? You gonna nice them up? Huh? You gonna nice them up? Yeah, go ahead, do your stuff.
Play your music, child. All the daddies are listening. Play some tunes daddies used to dance to.
This is DJ Storm.
No distractions when I'm putting work on you.
And let's have
I
a
need your full
fun.
Attention. It's more to go down. Start
hey, doctor.
Bumps around. Girl, just hold up your bum, 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 bum. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a real kind of jam. It's a real kind of jam. Yeah. And we not deal with the boring. And no bootleg thing, my girl. That in your hand, girl, you better put down your phone. Tell them to leave you alone. Let we party. You and me, baby. Hey. I want you to put down that phone, girl. Leave the ground alone. Let we party. You and me, baby.
No
distractions when I'm putting work on you. You don't need no phone now. You don't need no phone now. Hey. No distractions when I'm back to love, back to love. Give me love in abundance. Yeah, it's a real kind of love, a real kind of love. Give me a kiss on the lip, take a sip, celebrate the relationship. Yeah, it's a real kind of love, a real kind of love. So why we go do, yeah. Stick on like glue, yeah. Tell me that you love it too, yeah. Girl, I ain't finished with you, yeah. Long time me want get to you. Is that in your hand? Girl, you better put down your phone.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Partly but you took in your phone like you texting your boyfriend whole night. Isn't it with you he's supposed to be? He over there fetting whole night. You over here stressing your life when he's only one you have to leave.
girlfriend them hold me. I hear where this man supposed to be. Why is he seen boy? I don't wanna cause no drama, but da bam bam hold me mama. I just wanna take you home with me. Don't really wanna intervene, but did you come here with your team? She said no, no. In the music, music, yeah, yeah. Don't really wanna intervene, but did you come here with your team? She said no, no.
Everything feel nice. Sazano representing for the man we love more meat than rice. I know, say, you have a man. But small talk or long conversation. Lady, hey, hey, hey. From the first time I see you, didn't push out like a 3D video. Money crawl on my pocket to give you. Oh, God. Daddy, why are you doing that? Showing everybody how catty getting fatty. When you walk, you're rolling. Catty. Ben, when you bend, when you bend, when you bend. Cock it up, girl, use a 10. Sometimes me tell you me love you, and if you forget me, go tell you again. You have every right to be coasting. Cause long time you buff, girl, you boasting. That's the reason everything's showing. I want to know, oh God. Catty, why are you doing that? Showing everybody. Oh, catty, getting fatty. Your bumper slack. When you walk, you're rolling. Chatty. You could take all my money, do what you want. Take out payment plan, give me all up front. Keep it safe, Miss Chatty. You gotta keep it safe. You could take all my money, do what you want. Take out payment plan, give me all up front. Keep it safe, Miss Chatty. You gotta keep it safe. Bend where you bend, where you bend, where you bend. I'm watching you and your friend. Nothing to study, take care of your body like you come up from Paramount. Have every right to be coasting. Cause long time you fuck girl, you're boasting. Like the reason everything's showing. I want to know, oh God. Catty, why are you doing that? Showing everybody. Oh, catty, getting fatty. And your bumper slack. When you walk, you're rolling.
Coming in, hey, we ready to. you're ready to go, yeah.
I'm not leaving, that's impossible to do. 'Cause if you want